97.5 The Fanatic.
Good morning, everybody! Football. Well, happy Wednesday of opening week. And man, oh man, my head's spinning. I don't know about you guys and where you guys, like what you're feeling. My head is completely spinning. So many reasons. It's the first week of football, and I don't know. It doesn't even feel like it. It feels so not like the first week of football. We got a game tomorrow night, and it's insane. Like, I can't even imagine it, that we have a game tomorrow night. It's bizarre. So, a couple things. One, we've been wrapped up in NBA and NHL playoffs. So, that already that throws the clock off. Like, what? Because subconsciously, it feels like spring, right? And the fact that we had a weird summer makes it feel older, and outside it hasn't really turned yet. So, yeah, a couple good days, but it's still hot, so it doesn't feel like football. We don't know what this team's going to be. It was funny. I was just talking to the bro, and the bro says to me, I like J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. I go, well, what makes you like J.J. Arcega-Whiteside? Well, just from what I read about him doing a game, you mean against the Eagles secondary? Like, what, the point of the thing is, like, well, Josh Sweat looks great. Well, yeah, well, against Matt Pryor. Now, I don't know. Maybe he really is looks good. And maybe he really is. But it's so difficult without any kind of preseason, even a few snaps here and there, just to kind of look and get a feel. Even the joint practices that we used to have that give us some sort of idea of who they are. Like, I think they're going to be good, but that's a blanket statement. They're going to be good as in, all right. I mean, I don't think they're a bad team. I think judging off of last year, there's things that are better and more improved. Just having DeSean Jackson alone is going to help Carson. Right? You get the tight ends. The receiving core has to be better than it was last year with DeSean. See how long he lasts, but, going to face value. So that's got to be better. I think the defensive front is legitimate. You had Darius Slay. That's a good thing. And then you start to go, and the tight ends, of course, and Miles Sanders. But then you start to go, all right, like there's some good pieces. Now, are the good pieces enough to override what we saw, right? Like, are the good pieces that we saw enough to override the soft spots in this squad that we have fear over? Number one being the offensive line. Number two, on purpose, linebackers. And then, we'll see about the secondary, what the safeties are like and what that looks like. So we're going into it almost blind, in a sense, having zero feel. So the calendar's off. Not having seen the team, there's been no preseason. That's off. This weekend, I don't know. I couldn't even watch it. There was no real good college games. And then Monday night, I put on Herb Street and Fowler, and I was like, wow, there it is. And I'm like, BYU Navy. And I lasted 5 minutes. There was like playoff games on. So I went back to the playoffs. So it's such a bizarre, but hey, look, it's going to be exhilarating because it's going to be here and we're going to be talking about it. It's going to be fun trying to figure out who's what, who's any good. And then picking up the pieces, because we haven't spoken since last week. Flyers, a horrific performance in Game 7. We're all excited. They get to Game 7. And then they were just wretched in game seven. Man, they got smacked around. And here's the worst thing about it. The worst thing about game seven was game one of the Eastern Conference Finals, where the Islanders get smacked 8-2. So, you know, there's still work to be done in building the Flyers. Billy Donovan is now free of OKC. So he's on the market. And I think you got to look at him. And I'm intrigued by, I'm intrigued by Billy D. I think Billy D's a winner. If just at first blush, I go, all right, Billy D, look at that squad he had. And he actually performed well. They performed well. Billy D actually makes sense to me. Start to feel that vibe, the Billy Donovan vibe. So we'll discuss that. But really, we got to figure out, what, get our bearings, get our sea legs, our football legs, because I'm so excited yet. I feel like I'm in the middle of the ocean and it's going up and down. I got no balance because I don't even know where I'm at. Life's spinning. And there he is. It's the Tunis.
Does that help you at all?
It always helps me.
Yeah, of course. What's up, man? Welcome back.
What's up, buddy?
Good to see you.
Nice long weekend.
I'm fired up.
Yeah?
I can't wait for football.
All right.
I'm really in the mood. I get what you're saying, that it doesn't necessarily feel like the first week of football right now. I totally understand. It's been a weird year, but I can't wait. I was watching the NFL Network really like all weekend long, and just, you know, they do the different camera shots at different camps.
Right.
You know, I saw Cam Newton dancing around with, you know, wearing the red jersey, the red quarterback jersey at Patriots camp, and all of a sudden I'm starting thinking, I think I'm going to take the Patriots. Patriots week one, 6.5 against the Dolphins. I think the Patriots cover that one. Like, you know, I'm starting to get fired up. I've been excited ever since I watched Any Given Sunday, but we're getting closer and closer. And I just can't wait for tomorrow night.
Do you not feel off at all?
I mean,
I can look at it too, like, and I go, wow, it's starting tomorrow. It's great. Like, I look at, you know, it's going to happen. They're going to play football. All the fears that we had.
Right.
The corona fears.
I mean, I feel off to the extent that there was no preseason, right? Like, I'm watching game one tomorrow, regular season week one. I'm not,
right.
And tomorrow's not the Hall of Fame game. Right, the Thursday preseason game. Tomorrow's legit. Tomorrow is first string on both sides of the ball for four quarters. It's not the Patrick Mahomes goes out there and hands the ball off three times and he's done for the rest of the day. No, tomorrow is real football. So that to me kind of throws me off a little bit. But other than that, like I'm fired up. I'm ready to go. And I get all these concerns with the Eagles, but right now we talked about last week with the Flyers, just sort of putting away doubt. I'm going to kind of put away doubt for week one. Eagles are the superior team to the Washington football team, and I'm ready to go.
Listen, I don't really fear that they're going to lose. I don't really fear the loss thing. I got to get my bearings, my football bearings. It just doesn't feel like the season. And part of me is I'm a creature of habit, mm-hmm. right? Like, all right. You know, preseason, first, excited for first preseason game. Even more so for second, even more so for third.
Who's the standout?
Right.
Who's the camp standout?
Then I'm like, all right, I'm over it. I gotta go on, forget about it, right? And then we look for the season. But now it's been NBA, NHL, right? Like you're baseball.
7-inning doubleheaders.
Well, yeah, it's weird.
Sorry it wasn't good enough.
Thanks,
yeah.
Tommy.
Yeah.
Two runs.
I know. Well, it's such a shame, man, because they come back and win game one against the Sox.
Alex Bohm.
I know. That kid's going to be good. This kid's going to be really good. Love the Bohm. But, you know, the whole thing just throws you off. I don't know. I'm sure, you know, all the guys, like Tommy and Richie driving back from the shore, can't wait for football. And the whole thing, it's back. In every way, because it touches all the people.
Right.
Right? Like, it touches you.
To me, I was, it feels like football because of Labor Day. And that's all it is. Even though there wasn't a preseason, even though we didn't get the same view that we got at normal training camps, right? It was still Labor Day, and that was always, for me, growing up as a kid, we always did the 2 weeks down the shore. So I always got to see the Eagles-Jets game down the shore the first week, and then the second week was that week off before the start of the season.
Yeah, Eagles-Jets.
And I would come back, and I go, all right, it sucks that my vacation's over, but I know that this Sunday I have Eagles football.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm at right now. I was down the shore this past weekend, seeing my parents, had a great time, and I knew when I came home, I was like, you know what? I get to look forward to Eagles this week.
Yeah. I want to do this whole week, I want to dive back in. All the things that are synonymous with the Eagles in football. And dive here in, experience it. So I kind of think I need that, right? Just to make it feel real. And so last night I started. I have a confession to make. And coming up, I'll make the confession. So I had little Massimo with me, and we were watching movies. And I wanted to feel Eagles. And I'll tell you what I watched, which I'd never seen before, which I gotta actually get off my chest. It's actually a mortal sin that I've never seen it.
You're almost going violation on yourself?
Stone violation. 4-for-4 violation.
This is a football movie?
Yeah. 4-for-4 violation. Complete stone violation.
Really?
Yeah, on myself, yeah. I'll tell you the whole backstory and all, but yeah, I'd never seen this movie. And I started to go around NFL Network, what's going on? It's just the weird thing is with the playoffs. Have you had a difficult time navigating between the NBA, NHL?
No, not really. No. I mean, to me, when I got to pick between NBA and NHL, if the Sixers and Flyers are both out, I will go NBA first. But the NHL playoffs have been fascinating. Even like last night, I mean, I was watching the Knights a little bit yesterday, and they were just lighting it up against Dallas. So I've enjoyed the NHL playoffs, the Stanley Cup playoffs, a lot this year. But I haven't had a hard time navigating, no.
Well, I guess we don't know. I'll ask you a question. If you have an NBA Finals game and a football game, what do you watch? Like a Thursday night football game?
That's a good question. That's a good question. Now, you know, I would try to find a spot where I could watch both. That's how much football means to me. I would try to find a way to watch both, even though it's an NBA Finals game.
That's a cop-out.
It is?
Yeah, you can't do both.
All right.
One or the other. I'm going to tell you flat out, I'm going football.
I mean, this week, right? So if it was Chiefs-Texans versus an NBA Finals game, I would go Chiefs-Texans.
Sure
Texans.
Would.
I would have to see the slate for that Thursday night. But it also depends on who's this NBA championship. Is it the Lakers versus the Heat?
Well, that's true because it's how you feel globally about the sport. Like, I love the sport, but these Eastern Conference Finals are torture.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They're torture. So the Heat come back. Heat 5. Over the Giannis-less Bucks. And then Raptors sees, like, you know, this Boston thing. It's the two teams I hate the most. Like, I think Clippers win it no matter what. So the drama starts to kind of dissipate for me. And I think Vegas wins it in the NHL. So to me, it's an easy, I'm going to go just all NFL, all the time, and mix in my Phillies, who actually have been a lot of fun to watch.
They have been. And Vinny V pitched well yesterday, which is shocking. You're going to see a lot of Vinny V coming up.
Oh,
I mean, this week we have the five game or seven games
because
in 5 days.
You have to.
Yep.
You got it. You got a lot of innings to eat up.
But how much are you got? I mean, Phillies fans got to be locked in this week. Today's their off day, and then they start a 7-game series with the Marlins in 5 days. 7 games in 5 days. And this could mean a lot toward the Phillies making the playoffs or not.
Yeah.
Because the top two teams in each division make it, and right now they're in the second place. They're just a game and a half out of Atlanta, by the way. But the Marlins are right behind the Phillies. This is a huge series.
It is.
We're going to get smacked in the face by Phillies baseball in Eagles football. And like, you know, meaningful Phillies baseball. The first 20 games, we were more Sixers Flyers.
Well, yeah, because of how they had to be.
Right.
But even that, though, even this weird baseball season, I don't know. It's so weird. I tell you, I'm out of sorts. I'm out of sorts from, you know, just from the sports calendar. I take this stuff seriously. I'm a loser. It's my whole life, right? So everything being off kilter, I got to find my bearings with it. Even with the college front, like, I don't know. There was no game. Now, I guess this week there'll be decent games.
Yeah, but things are good. Temple had their game pushed back to October 10th.
Yeah.
The news came out yesterday. I mean, I'm sure we're going to see some more of that, too. Last minute pushbacks. Football's starting, though.
How good are they going to be?
The Eagles?
Yeah.
Status quo last year. Competing for a playoff spot final weeks of the season. I don't think the Cowboys run away with this division. As the guy you were talking to said, I don't think the Cowboys run away with this division.
If I hear one more time, I had another guy tell me how great they are.
I don't think so. I think they're a good football team.
I've had about four or five guys in the league, tell me how great the Cowboys are.
Yeah, and then I saw Daniel Jeremiah yesterday putting out his preseason season predictions.
I would love, what did he say?
Dak Prescott, MVP.
I go,
Dak Prescott's not, he's a good quarterback.
Yeah.
But come on.
You got three stud receivers of the best running back in the league, or, you know, top three.
He better put up numbers with all that.
What, are you kidding me? MVP. Yeah, I hate Daniel Jeremiah. You know what? Seriously, all these dudes, and they're always wrong. All right? All these guys. You ever notice? All these guys. You know, I got no time for these pundits. Now, I'm a half a pundit, but, you know, I got no time for myself either.
You're anti-pundit?
Yeah, stop. You know, hot takes and this and that. All I know is we got to have the Eagles back. Give me the fight song, Andrew. Come on. You're waiting. Yeah. We're going to be here in a couple days.
How many times do we hear it, Sunday? I think it's a nice win. I think it's a sizable win.
So do I. With the Redskins. Are you for real?
The Washington football team to you.
Yeah, I know. Don't correct me, all right? I'll try to get it right, but... Yeah. Nothing worse than being corrected. It's the L.A. Chargers. All right, dude, we know that.
I still say the Chargers, L.A. or San Diego.
We know. They're the Washington football team. We know. I feel great about Sunday. I agree. I think it's a wrap.
But I have one of those. I have one of those weird feelings that it's like.
Don't tell me. Well,
no, like Carson throws three touchdowns, but it's only for like 220 yards.
It could be a comfortable win, but an ugly win.
Yeah, like he doesn't throw for 350 yards. He throws for like 220. I mean, there's going to be offensive line concerns, obviously.
Yeah. Well, he's not going to come out. I don't think he's going to come out firing. I think they're going to try to run the ball.
Three touchdowns.
You're going to run, Carson gets three touchdowns?
Three touchdowns, but he's going to throw under 250.
About two to one to Ertz. One to Sanders, and one to who?
Is Arthego Whiteside? Does he score a touchdown?
Now all of a sudden.
One, two, three.
Now all of a sudden he's Irvin. It's Michael Irvin. Come on, man. All right. How are you feeling? I'm dying to figure out how everybody's doing. Well, listen, it's good to be back. I can't wait to talk to you guys. I want to pick your brain. Where are you at with it? How you feeling? For this season, it's upon us. First game tomorrow.
There's your outro music for the day.
Let me tell you something. Underrated.
Oh, extremely.
It's those bells, man.
You're a bellsman.
I am a bellsman. Love the bells. Oh, that's the greatest. Third down. Oh, my God. All right. 610-632-0975 is how you reach us. We'll open up the phone lines coming up next. So I'm sitting in the studio, and I see these cleaning supplies everywhere. You know, automatically I feel safe. You know why? Because our good friends at Shaper's Supply dropped off a basket. And I'm looking at the basket and all the powerful cleaning agents to make the studio safe. Telling you. How do we get the kids back in our classroom? With a safe and sterile approach is how. All right, you know I talk about Eric Shaper, his great company, Shaper Supply. School districts in Philadelphia, surrounding counties, have been relying on shapersupply.com for their cleaning and janitorial needs since the 60s. And as our community turns its attention to back to school, well, Shapers is uniquely positioned to keep our students and teachers safe and our cherished schools clean. I'm hearing many schools are sending back kids back in shifts, right? So they're going to have Wednesday as a cleaning day, a disinfectant day. Well, this midweek cleaning could be made easier with the help of Shaper's wide-ranging supply of electrostatic sprayers and foggers. You're a superintendent, director of janitorial, custodial purchasing. Here's what you got to do. You got to visit shapersupply.com. That's right. Shapersupply.com. Go there now. Find the sprayers right for your schools. Keep the kids in school. Keep them safe. You know, I have two kids, school age, 10 and 7. They're skeevy little creatures. All right? Disinfect them. Shapersupply.com. That's S-C-H-A-P-E-R-S supply.com.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic
does a fabulous job for Fox. Kevin Burkhart on the Comcast Business Hotline. Kev, how are you, buddy?
And what's up, brother? How you doing?
My man, I love it. I was so excited you were doing the game. I was pumped up. Yeah,
I'm always excited to do NFC East, man. I mean, you know, we grew
it's in
up
your blood, it, man.
So it's in my blood. I mean, I love it. I mean, I live in California now, but there's just nothing like it for me. I mean, that was, you know, waking up on Sunday morning and you know, going to the deli and getting all the food and then watching Summer All in Madden. Like, that was my life as a kid. So I'm into it. I can't wait.
Isn't it funny? It's so true. Like, the way you said it, that's us, right? Like, we grew up around here and it's the food and the family. And there is such a thing about football and tradition when you grow up around here in the Delaware Valley.
It really is. Like, you know, I mean, I'll never, it's some of my greatest memories, you know, as a kid are the simple ones. It really was because my mom and dad, both huge sports fans. And it's like the Sundays with all the food we would get and the snacks. And then halftime, you go out and throw the football out in the street. And like, that was everything.
Yeah.
Like, that shit, like, I don't know that I would be here if I didn't have that, in all honesty. So I'm sure the same for you, right? Like, you get into loving sports with those things. And, like, I think that's the beauty of NFL Sundays.
Well, that's why you're great at what you do, because you truly love the game. And you'll understand this more than anybody, because there's a lot of people that get involved in this business, and particularly at the network level, where it's really not about the love of the game as much as about being, they want to be a star. They want to be in front of the camera. It's me, 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 me. And, you know, I listen to you and I hear the passion that you have for the sports themselves. And you let, this is a great gift. You let them be the star.
Right. I mean, that's a really big compliment. I appreciate it. And I mean, that's what I'd like to think I try to do. I mean, I love being there. I mean, I love the NFL and I love calling games and I love, like, you know, I listen. I mean, I think it's been told in Philly before. I mean, I sat in the vet, you know, the season ticket holder for when I was a kid, right? So, you know, there's nothing like it to me, and it doesn't matter what game it is. It's just, there's nothing like being at an NFL game, and, like, I love the drama. I love everything about it. And, you know, I hope that comes across in my call. I think, you know, that's what I really am a fan who happens to be calling games. I mean, that's the way I look at it, right? I try to put myself in, you know, the beauty of it is every week, you know, and you get these different teams and you put yourself, at least I try to put myself in a fan's position. Like, what's important to them? What are the storylines that are important to them? What do they want to know? And those are the kind of the questions that I ask the coaches and stuff. So I try to do that. I appreciate it. It's a big compliment.
So let's try to figure out what kind of football we'll be seeing. First of all, do you feel at all out of sorts or, you know, with, obviously, COVID and then the sports calendar having NHL, NBA, it's weird. All of a sudden, like, the league without a preseason has kind of snuck up on us. How you feeling and what kind of football do you expect?
It's, you know, it's a little strange just because of where we are, right, in the world. I mean, it's certainly going to be weird with some of these stadiums with no fans. But, you know, I guess I've been doing baseball, so in a way I'm kind of used to it. And I think once you get past that, the game's the game, right? And
right.
So I think the early tells, though, for me, even though the preseason, you know, to us is kind of, you know, blah, and it is what it is, but I think there's a lot of value that teams are going to miss the first couple weeks of the season. Like, I'm really curious, like, what are special teams going to look like? What are things like that? Because, you know, you could do it so many times in practice, but those are just not the same reps than you get in a preseason game or a high-end scrimmage, and some of those things are not happening with COVID. So I just wonder if some of the play early will be a little sloppier, because even though those preseason games, you're playing fourth and fifth stringer sometimes, you know, those decisions about guys making teams, or especially about guys on special teams and certain things, you just don't get to judge the same. So I think that's what I'll be watching week one, just to see exactly how crisp the play is for some of these teams.
Yeah, I was talking to talking to Kevin Burkhardt, who does an incredible job, will be here to do Eagles versus Washington on Sunday, Fox. And I was talking to some of the coaches, and particularly those first-year coaches, it's going to be there's going to be a difference. I think one of the things with the Eagles, a veteran group with the same coach, teams like that, New Orleans, Seattle, teams like those teams should be fine because of this, just the continuity.
I think it's a good point, and that's where the Eagles have a little bit of an edge, right? I mean, they're the only team in the NFC that returns, you know, their core in place, if you will, right, with the most of their coaching staff, obviously the head coach, quarterback, things like that. I think it's a big deal because, like you said, you know, there's a lot of that where those mechanics get worked out in the preseason. Maybe they have assistants who haven't called plays, you know, things like that that gets worked out. I think the other thing, Ann, is simply going to be, and this has been the case with baseball too, it's simply going to be health. You know, I found it interesting that Ron Rivera decided to keep 10 offensive linemen. And, you know, occasionally teams will do that, but that's pretty rare to have 10 on your roster. But it's because if there is a COVID positive test or two, and, you know, like, you can't, the offensive line, there's a couple areas you could probably, you know, get by and do a game. But what do you do if 5 offensive linemen get it, right? Like, you know, like, so I think that and the team's ability to, you know, quarantine themselves and stay healthy, and some of that is luck, obviously, that's a factor here. So that's going to be part of this too as the NFL season goes along.
Yeah, and it's a great point that you bring up. And we saw with baseball. Baseball, it's been weird because they've had a good handle on it, especially the way it started. Because when it started, I'm sure you're thinking, oh, my God, they're going to have to shut this thing down. And you remember how serious the talks were early on where the commissioner's like, hey, we got to buckle down or else we can't play.
Yeah, I thought that, you know, I really do think, and I'm not like being a shill here because I'm just being honest, I think that baseball's handled it as well as you could handle it. I mean, because, you know, the other sports were primed and easier to do the bubble thing. Plus, they were already into playoff mode. So baseball was the first sport to truly start a season And look, they handled it as it came, right? So they, you know, with the Marlins especially, and obviously the Phillies were affected, a lot of the teams, you know, the Cardinals, they did what they had to do. So they waited it out. They had to postpone those games and deal with it until everything came back okay. Now look, that sucks for teams like the Cardinals who are playing, you know, a gazillion games in, you know, how many days? I mean, heck, the Phillies are in a stretch of 23 games in 20 days that started yesterday. What else can they do? I think they've just reacted and tried to adjust as they've gone on. And I think the reality is, since the Cardinals issue, there really hasn't been much at all. I mean, the A's had the one issue there, but I think they've done a good a job as possible. And I think the NFL will probably have a situation like that along the way. I mean, I can't imagine. Look, if it goes perfectly, Ant, great. I can't imagine there's not a time where a game doesn't have to be moved or postponed or whatever. So you just adapt. That's 2020. I mean, it is what it is at this point. So I kind of think they've done a good job with it.
Yeah, I agree. No, you really hit it right. You got to adapt. I mean, it's what it is. Kevin Burkhardt, Fox, he'll be doing the Eagles and Washington game on Sunday, and we'll all be watching. What are you going to be watching for when it comes to the Eagles and just kind of how you kind of thumbnail on this team?
Well, I just want to see if, you know, and I know they have some injuries, you know, already, but I just want to see if they have some speed. And that's what it comes down with. You know, last year, it just felt like everything was so hard for them to score. I mean, heck, our crew did the week one game against Washington when DeSean Jackson went off, and we're like, oh my God, this is, he's back. It's amazing. And then, of course, you know, he barely played the rest of the year because he got hurt, unfortunately. So, you know, I know Rager's out, you know, for now, for a week or two, but I just want to see what they look like. Can they incorporate more speed? You know, Doug has done a great job, obviously, but he has never had a lead back.
Nah.
And this seems like this is going to be the year where Miles Sanders is the guy. That has never happened in this offense. I'm curious if indeed it will happen, but I think it should happen. I mean, he is an unbelievable talent, and I think as long as that hamstring's good, you know, he's in a place where I'm not going to say he's Christian McCaffrey because his numbers the last couple years are just insane.
Right.
But I think, and he's got that capability in him. And so I think he would be the go-to guy for me. And if you have those threats on the outside, I think their offense can be explosive. I mean, I think the tough thing for them is the last month of the season, I thought, and I don't know what your feeling is being in Philly, but I thought that Carson, that was finally his team the last month of the year because of all the things that they've dealt with the guys that are playing off the practice squad. He willed that team into the playoffs. So I was so bummed for him that he got hurt early in that game and didn't get a chance to play that game. So now I feel like it's just a different air for him and getting a fresh start, some new blood on the outside of the wideout. So let's see what they can do. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, no, I know. You're right on. And Carson has not had that great receiving core. And you got to hope Rager can stay healthy, and you hope that obviously DeSean can stay healthy, and that there's a kid Hightower looks pretty good on one side. We'll see about our Sega White side, but who's more the possession guy. But if they can get any kind of speed on the outside, I want to see this kid play where he can actually stretch the field, because you're right. They had to talk about matriculating down the field. It was almost painful to watch them.
It was tough. And the thing is, I think Wentz throws a really good deep ball. I really do. And I just, you know, but they haven't, you got to have the guys to go get it.
So man,
if Jackson stays healthy, that could be a game. I mean, you figure he might miss a couple games. You just can't have him have the 10 game absence, I think. And then Rager, I haven't seen Hightower, obviously, no preseason. I haven't been in practice.
Yeah,
so I've heard
yeah.
good things. So, I think those are all positives. And we'll find out how it goes on Sunday.
Hey, well, I got you. We're talking to Kevin Burkhardt, who not only will be doing the game Sunday, Fox, he's fantastic, great baseball man as well. Now, look, Dodgers and Padres are scary good. What do you think about the Phillies? Can they make any kind of noise?
So I did the Phillies game last night on FS1. I've done a few of their games for us, and I've watched them a good amount. I think the Dodgers are the best team in baseball by leaps and bounds. I mean, leaps and bounds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That doesn't mean that they're, you know, don't have the ability to get beat in the postseason. But I think they're just, I think they could put a second team out and be probably.
It's unreal, right? They get that kid Lux hit two home runs last night for him who just got put in the lineup. They're ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. But, you know, they got to do it, you know, and the best of three is tough for anybody. So, like, they'll have their challenges in the postseason. I really like the Phillies. You know, if they could just get some mediocrity out of the bullpen. I mean, I'm not asking for, I'm not asking for their pen to be, you know, Mariano Rivera back there. But, I mean, they've just got to get some mediocrity there. Listen, I would take Nola and Wheeler against anybody in their top two in a playoff series. Hopefully, you know, either Arrieta or Eflin steps up and they can be that reliable three. And their offense has not been a problem all year long. I'm not worried about that one bit, especially, you know, I'd like to have Bruce healthy. But the bullpen is just, I mean, you can't have an ERA over 7. I mean, you just can't. You can't function that way. There's just not much that Joe Girardi can trust right now. They've got to find at least a couple guys that can be there. I'll tell you what, as it stands right now, the first round series is Phillies-Padres. That is as good of a first round playoff series as you can get. I mean, I'd be excited to see that. So I think it's a total crap.
A lot of runs in that series.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I just think the Dodgers are so good. It would take a Herculean effort to beat them.
Yeah, I agree. Kev, I got to tell you, you are fabulous. I so appreciate your time. And enjoy being home a little bit, right, before you got to go back out. So enjoy the family and friends.
Will do, man. Always a pleasure, and always good to talk with you. Enjoy the games, all right?
Will do. We'll be watching. You're the best, buddy. Thank you. There he is.
See ya.
Kevin Burkhart.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.